In Massachusetts, a recent federal report found homelessness dropped 8% in 2018. The decline was even more severe in Connecticut at 24%. Still, Governor Ned Lamont has announced an additional $1 million in state funding for homelessness prevention. Is it enough, though? We turn to Kylie Gosselin. She leads the nonprofit Partnership for Strong Communities and wrote an op-ed recently in the Hartford Courant. Kylie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So the homelessness situation has improved in Connecticut, but there remains work to be done so that everyone has a place to stay, especially in the wintertime, which is really cold now. So how far does this $1 million grant go?
Well, this $1 million grant, Mike, is money in the right direction. This is a smart repurposing of state funds by our housing commissioner and the governor. And what this does is really focus on prevention. So as you noted, we've seen decreases in our overall homelessness population here in Connecticut. But as we like to say, we're not trying to build the best emergency room. We're trying to build the best healthcare system, and healthcare system involves prevention. And so here in Connecticut, we're really trying to up the focus on prevention, which is what these funds are targeted to do. And so while $1 million won't go a long way, it's a significant investment in the right direction. And I think if we can sustain that investment from the state over time in the direction of prevention, we'll see even fewer people entering our emergency shelter system and avoiding homelessness altogether.
Now, what are some of the other nuances of homelessness in Connecticut, where there are about still 3,000 people living in shelters? And what should be done in order for more significant progress to be made?
Well, this money, for example, is a step in the right direction. As I mentioned, it's really about preventing people from entering that front door of homelessness in the first place. And if they do, having housing resources to exit people quickly. So that upstream prevention, both in terms of what this money will do, which is provide short-term financial assistance to maybe pay rental arrearages or make car repairs that prevent a family from becoming homeless. We're really also focused on prevention with other systems like our criminal justice system, our foster care system, and other systems that most frequently exit folks without necessarily having permanent housing strategies in place. On the back end, it's about affordable housing. So in Connecticut, similar to Massachusetts, we're a pretty high-cost housing state. And so if we don't have affordable housing units for folks to go to when they are, again, exiting those systems or exiting the emergency shelter system, we're in a real bind and we'll see those numbers increase. So we really need from our state and federal partners is increased investments in housing subsidies and affordable housing construction funds.
Now, you stress the need for the state to invest in new affordable housing, and you say Governor Ned Lamont needs to take more of a lead. And as I understand it, a major investment in housing is held up, in part over a disagreement on how to pay for transportation improvements. So what's going on there?
Well, Mike, there's a lot going on over at the Capitol, and we really don't want the conversation about housing to get lost in the shuffle. For a long time, Connecticut made some significant investments year over year in developing new affordable housing. And as we discussed in the op-ed, the governor didn't put any new investments, but $0 in the last his last budget for affordable housing. Now, the legislature did put funding in, and so we're hopeful that a bond package that may come out of whether it's a discussion with tolls or a separate bonding package will include additional funds. I think it's critical to note, though, that we're really at a place where we're going to start potentially losing affordable housing units, and that's because we have a tremendous number of units that were created under the tax credit program and other different forms of funding that are going to reach the end of their 30-year and deed restriction period. So if we're not focused on preserving those units and also rehabbing old supportive housing units or affordable housing units that are in need of repair, we're going to lose units out of our affordable housing stock. So it's not just about investments that's required to create new units. We really need those if we're going to make homelessness rare, brief, and one time. But it's about investing in the units that we've already created and making sure that those remain available to our low-income families and individuals across the state.
Kylie Gosselin leads the Connecticut Nonprofit Partnership for Strong Communities. Kylie, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
And this is New England Public Radio.